Images of an excavator tearing off the facade of the east wing of the White House are going viral this week.
The demolition marks the groundbreaking for President Trump's $250 million ballroom project.
You probably hear the beautiful sound of construction to the back. You hear that sound? Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound.
But not everyone loves what they're seeing. Historic preservation groups are expressing concern, and there are questions about whether the White House has followed proper procedure.
We're joined now by NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith, who has become our resident White House renovations correspondent. We're adding a title to you, Tamara. All right, a lot of changes already. I got to admit, I saw that picture of the East Wing, and I was like, oh, wow. Okay, so, I mean, it definitely does look dramatic.
And it is. A White House official not permitted to speak on the record tells me the East Wing is being brought down, modernized, and rebuilt as part of the ballroom project. President Trump has wanted to build a ballroom at the White House for more than a decade, but this demolition is taking a lot of people by surprise because when the project was announced in July, President Trump downplayed the impacts.
It won't interfere with the current building. It won't be. It'll be near it, but not touching it, and pays total respect to the existing building, which I'm the biggest fan of.
But then at a dinner last week for project donors, Trump pointed toward the East Wing and said this.
Everything out there is coming down, and we're replacing it with one of the most beautiful ballrooms that you've ever seen.
The seating capacity and the price tag of this project have increased since this summer, too.